Sri Vishnu Sahasranama, name 874, is Satya Dharma Parayana. The words Satya are very well known. We just had the word Satya, an explanation of the word Satya, the name Satya in Vishnu Sahasranama. The word Dharma is very well known. These terms Satya and Dharma are essential in the religious and spiritual texts of the Vedas. The essence of the Vedas is concerned with Satya and Veda. Satya and Dharma. And Veda, yes, Veda means knowledge, but what is the subject of that knowledge? Vedaisya sarvera ameva vedyaha. The essence of all knowledge in the Vedas is Krishna. He is Satya, he is the truth, and he is to be known by Dharma. Dharma, among the many meanings which can be understood from the term Dharma, Dharma can be understood as the means to attain the Supreme, the truth. Then Parayana. This word isn't so well known, although those who are serious students of Srimad Bhagavatam will be familiar with the term Parayana. We have in Bhagavatam the terms, for instance, Vasudeva Parayana, Narayana Parayana. But in the Bhagavatam, the usage, it comes out to mean devotee, Vasudeva Parayana, Narayana Parayana, one who is devoted to. Satyadeva Vasishta, he extracts the meaning to mean one who conducts himself. So Vishnu is the one who conducts himself according to Satya Dharma. And of course, Satya Dharma, that means the real Dharma. Now we may say, well, how can Dharma be asatya? So it's like one of those terms, Sadguru. A real guru is sat, but sometimes it's said Sadguru just to emphasize that someone actually is a Sadguru. The problem is we have so many bogus gurus calling themselves Sadguru. And so the term, due to Kali Yuga misusage, Sadguru has become a largely crippled term. Its real meaning doesn't come out. There is a common saying in Hindi and other languages that there can be a kuputra, there can be a bad son, but there cannot be a kumata. There cannot be a bad mother. Well, that's largely true, but not fully true, because we do see bad mothers go look up the abortion statistics. They don't want to be mothers, so they kill their children in the womb. Or they're too busy working, promoting their career to look after the children. So, although it might have been expected previously that there cannot be a bad mother, it seems to be quite common nowadays. Anyway, I digress. The point is that Satya Dharma Parayana can mean he who conducts himself or is attached to the path of true dharma. And then true dharma, satya dharma, that is distinguished from that which goes on in the name of dharma, chala dharma, cheating dharma, dharma kaitava projita atra. The Srimad Bhagavatam opens with the bold declaration that herein all cheating in the name of religion is rejected. Then the term dharma is often prefixed. We have in Bhagavad Gita swadharma and paradharma in terms of varnashram duties. But then swadharma meaning one's own dharma and paradharma meaning someone else's duties to perform. That means a brahmana shouldn't do the work of a kshatriya, vaishya, or shudra, and so on. But the real dharma is enunciated by Lord Krishna, or is stated by Lord Krishna at the end of Bhagavad Gita, sarvadhaman parityaja mamekam sharanam raja, giving up all other ideas of dharma, just fully take shelter in me. So how can Krishna conduct himself according to this? How can he take shelter of himself? That becomes, if satya dharma parayana means one who conducts himself according to satya dharma, how can that be Krishna? Because satya dharma is meant for attaining Krishna. Well, Krishna can take shelter of himself. He can take shelter of Radha. Every man has to take shelter of a woman. What about a sannyasi? Yes, the sannyasi, he also takes shelter of Bhakti Devi. Or for those who want liberation, they take shelter of Mukti Devi. Or generally they take shelter of Lalita, the beautiful, charming wife of Lord Shiva, by reciting Lalita Sahasranama. So every man has to take shelter of a woman, and even Krishna takes shelter of Radha. This is getting quite esoteric. This is not in the explanations given by previous acharyas. Satyam, we know. Hope we know. At least we should know theoretically, at the very least. Truth can be said to be truthfulness in thought, word, and action. And dharma, if translated as righteousness, means the injunctions or following the injunctions regarding what is to be done and what is not to be done. What is one's duty and what is not one's duty. So kartavya, akartavya, vidhireva dharma. This is one definition of dharma. One's duty and what is not one's duty. The rules and regulations governing that is dharma. And to follow those rules, those vidhi, to follow such a rule, is also called dharma. Or in a more extended way, dharmacha or dharmacharan, or just briefly it said dharma also. So these are very deep concepts, both the term satya and the term dharma. They are simple words which encapsulate vast concepts, but without going on more and more with that, if you want to know what these topics are, then you have to read the whole Srimad Bhagavatam. But just in brief, we'll say Satya Dhamma Parayana, according to Parashara Bhatta, the explanation he gives, is Satya Dharma Parayana means he who is pleased with the true dharma practiced by his devotees. True dharma he defines as that which is given in the shastras. That is the nivritti dharma. The dharma, this is according to Parashara Bhatta's explanation, the dharma of not trying to enjoy this world, being detached from this world, that one should perform one's duties simply because the Shastra says to do so, as pious activity, and especially devotees, they do it for what they do is for the pleasure of Krishna. We find that in Gita, in the opening chapters, Lord Krishna outlines nishkam karma, working without desire for the results. But then later, he becomes more specific and tells Arjuna, yat karoshi, yad ashnasi, yajjahoshi, dadasi yat, yat tapasyasi, kaunteya, tat kurushva, madarpanam. Whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever austerities you perform, whatever sacrifices you perform, whatever charity you give, should be done as an offering to me. Parayanam, Parasha Bhatta explains, to mean paramaprinanam, that which gives great happiness. So Bhagavan is greatly pleased by seeing anyone assiduously, faithfully following Shastric injunctions for his pleasure. He is very pleased with this. Very pleased with those who follow the Vedic injunctions, and especially those who do so without any expectation of personal benefit. As the Bhagavatam says, tadarte kila cheshtitam. Tat, here referring to Krishna. Krishna is telling Uddhava about the process of serving himself, Krishna, and the tadarte, for his sake, for Krishna's sake, all endeavors, performing everything we do simply for Krishna's pleasure. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stated this also in a grammatically slightly more simple form in Bengali. Krishnarte akila cheshta. Everything we do is for the pleasure of Krishna. So this is very pleasing to Krishna. We should do what is in Shastra. And even sometimes the principle of pleasing Krishna might sometimes even supersede that of the rules of the Shastra. Basically, we should follow the rules of the Shastra. That is our guide. But sometimes devotees, they forget in their ecstasy the rules of the Shastra. A famous example is that of the wife of Vidura feeding Krishna banana skins instead of bananas. The Brahmana Sudama, in that same section of Bhagavatam, I quoted, tadarte kila cheshtitam. In that same section, it's stated that one should give fine, opulent offerings to the Lord, good food, but Sudama was only able to offer some very poor quality broken rice, which is not actually suitable for giving to Krishna, but it was offered with love. That's the point. If one is actually on the platform of love, then following the rules and regulations of the Shastra can be a hindrance to one's spontaneous flow of love for him. That should not be imitated, that stage. That should be aspired for. Krishna is pleased with those who follow the rules in Shastra. Of course, some discrimination is required. That's why we need to come to Vedanta. Vedanta is on the platform of discrimination. In a very broad sense, we can say that the Karma Kanda, as outlined by the Mimamsakas, is one of blind following. That's what they say. You don't have to understand what it all means. You just follow and you'll get the result. And the result is kamatmanam swagapara. And being full of material desire, one goes to the heavenly worlds. And there one enjoys bhogaishvaryam. One enjoys sensual delights and opulence. But Vedanta is meant for discrimination. So on the platform of Vedanta, one should see that some shastras are meant for people in the lower modes of nature and shouldn't be followed by someone who is aspiring for Satya Dharma, the highest truth. For instance, Shastra gives directions by which one can kill and eat animals. That is meant for people on a lower level, not for those who are Satya Dharma Parayana. So one who is, for a jiva in this world who is Satya Dharma Parayana, who is attached to following the rules given in the Sattvic Puranas, the Sattvic Dharma Shastras, for one who's attached to doing that without personal reward and especially for the sake of pleasing Krishna, then Krishna, who himself is the supreme Satya Dharma Parayana, becomes very pleased with that person, and therefore that person is that person. Tat, Krishna, is called Satya Dharma Parayanam. Sri Bhagavad Agyai Sriman Narayana Prityartam. This is summed up that all Shastric injunctions should be followed for the sake of pleasing Sriman Narayana. Shankaracharya, in this instance, takes satya as one word and dharma as another word, not using satya in this case to modify the term dharma, and says that satya dharma parayana means Vishnu, who is attached to, devoted to, and established in both satya, truthfulness, and dharma, righteousness. So that comes out pretty much the same thing, acting properly according to the rules and regulations of scripture. Krishnadatta Bharadvaj explains this. Satya samichino dharma acharo yesham te satya dharmanaha tesham param paramam ayanam gati adharo vaya sa satya dharma parayana. He who provides the support to and shows the path to those who follow the satya dharma, the true path of dharma, that person, Narayana, Vishnu, is called Satya Dharma Parayana. Now, one of the meanings given here by the commentators is that he is the refuge of devotees who perform their virtuous duties, their Satya Dharma. And examples are given as of the devotees Yadu and Turvasu. However, we find in the Bhagavatam that Turvasu was one of the sons of Yayati who refused to exchange their youth for his old age because they were unaware of religious principles. They thought, I'm reading from Srila Prabhupada's translation, they thought that their flickering youth was eternal and therefore they refused to carry out their father's order. That's from the commentary of Bharadvaj, who also refers his readers to a related name, Satparayana, which came earlier. And Radha Krishna Shastri refers to two names which came previously. They are Satya Dharma Parakrama and Satya Dharma. In this regard, I'm going to read from a statement from Sri Ramayana, spoken by the demon Maricha. Maricha. Sometimes demons say things which are quotable and true. The statement, Ramo Vigrahavan Dharma. Ram is the very form of Dharma. This was spoken by Maricha to Ravana. Ramo Vigrahavan Dharmas Sadhu Satya Parakramaha Raja Sarvasya Lokasya Devanam Maghavaniva. What happened? Maricha was trying to give good advice to Ravana. Ravana, due to being so much more powerful than anyone around him, thought he didn't have to take advice from anyone. He could just do what he liked. Maricha tried to advise Ravana. He was trying to tell Ravana, look, you're making a big mistake. Just go back to Lanka and be happy. Forget this Sita. You don't know. This Ram is Vigrahavan Dharma. He is the very form of Dharma. Ravana thought that by the strength he had acquired by his Adharma, he could do whatever he liked. One of the messages of Ramayana, of Ram Leela, is that however powerful one may be by performing adharma, and we find especially at the present time in this world, demons are very powerful. But we should know they can always be conquered. They will always be conquered by the higher power. Good triumphs over evil. Dharma will always triumph over evil, although evil may for some time hold sway. So Rama is Dharma personified. He is goodness personified. He is righteousness personified. He is sadhu. You're not sadhu, Ravana. This was the implication. He's sadhu. Ravana, you're very powerful, but you're not good. Ram is good, and he's Satya Parakrama. He has got tremendous power by the proper way. He's got tremendous power which is used for the truth. So, indirectly, Maricha is telling Ravana, he's just the opposite of you, you rascal. Maricha knew that Ram is so powerful because Maricha had experience of being shot from one side of Bharata to the other by Rama's arrow when Rama was still an inexperienced boy. He'd never fought with anyone before. He went on to tell Ravana that Ram, he's not harsh, he's not ignorant, like you. He didn't say that directly to Ravana. He has complete control over all his senses, unlike you, you rascal. And Rama, you want to go and fight him? He'll bring an end to your life. For all the things that you've done wrong, you'll finally meet your doom at the hands of Rama. He also warned Ravana that Sita, she's a chaste woman. Now there's a term which is increasingly difficult to be understood even by people in the present time. But Sita is a chaste woman who, by the power of her chastity, by the power, by the strength of her character, combined with the mighty power of her righteous husband, you're destroyed. You cannot survive against them. To think that you can separate Sita from Ram is like thinking that you can take the light away from the sun. And of course, Ravana, rascal, didn't listen to a word of it. And therefore we have the tale of Ramayana. Baladev Vidyabhushan states that Satya Dharma Parayana means he for whom the highest para, shelter, ayana, is dharma in the form of conjugal loyalty, pativratya, and utmost love without deceit. Satya. And remember that Baladev Vidyabhushan is explaining the present series of names in terms of Krishna's winning his queens and his attachment to them. So Parayana means attachment. So in this context, Baladev Vidyabhushan says that here Satya is used in the sense of both an oath, Satyam Vadami. I speak the truth, just like speaking as an oath, the truth. And that subsisting on such dharma, on his faithfulness as a husband, his dutifulness, his dharma as a husband, therefore, Baladev Vidyabhushan, he cites from the 108 names of Krishna in Brahmanda Purana, that one of the names is Satyabhama Rata, one who is the beloved of Satyabhama. In this regard, this name Satya Dharma Parayana, we should be attached to and follow the rules of Shastra, reminded from Bhagavad Gita, where Lord Krishna warns, yeah, Shastra Vidhim Utsrija Vartate Kama Karataha Nasa Siddhim Avapnoti Nasukam Naparam Gatim. One who flaunts the Vedic injunctions, one who doesn't care for the rules of Shastra and simply acts according to whim as he likes, cannot attain perfection, cannot even be happy. And what to speak of? Kaimutya, what to speak of? The supreme destination. So this name we should take very seriously, meditate on the meaning, because Krishna consciousness rests not on emotions, sentiments, imagination, but on reality, satya. And for those of us who are practicing, trying to come to the stage of absolutely pure devotion, we have to follow dharma as given in Shastra. Krishna consciousness is ultimately about emotions and feelings. But remember Lord Chaitanya's words, Vedna Mania Bodh Hoilo Nastik. The Buddhists are rejected as atheists because they don't care for the Vedas. Satya Dharma Parayana Bhagavan Vishnu Ki Jai. Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Dante Nithaya Trunakang Padaya Nipatya Kritva Chakakushatam Etad Aham Bravimi. Hey Sadhava Sakala Eva Vihaya Durad Gauranga Chandra Charane Kurutanuraga Parivadatu Jano Yata Tata Va Nanu Mukaro Navayang Vichara Yamaha Hari Rasa Madira Madati Mata Bhuvi Vilutama Nartama Nirvishama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.